Welcome. I am Kavita Bala, Dean of the Cornell and S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science, and it's my privilege to congratulate you, our 2023 Information Science graduates. There is an excited, sometimes a little nervous energy here today as you step into the wide open future. At the same time, information science itself is experiencing an electrifying moment that comes with its own uncertainty as we think about our impact. We know that technology has and will continue to fundamentally change society. And this change shows no signs of slowing. In fact, it's accelerating in its influence and reach. How you apply the education you have received here at Cornell has the power to shape the way people go about their daily lives, having an impact on really everything, from the way they access healthcare, invest their money, communicate with loved ones, down to how they simply check the weather. That is a big concept to grasp. And as you sit here today, it may be hard, intimidating even, to imagine how your work may ripple outward in this very fast-changing world. So let me sketch out some paths you might take. As a Cornell Information Science graduate, you sit at the intersection of technology and humanity. You may help design algorithms to make people engage constructively in online communications, algorithms that protect privacy and are unbiased and fair, robots that work collaboratively with humans, tools for better medical decision-making and health outcomes, tools to connect people online to support free speech and democracy, infrastructure for rural communities to empower underserved populations, or you may prototype smart personal devices, homes, and cities. These are just a handful of ways you could use your Cornell Information Science education to have an enormous influence on the world. And it comes directly from the spirit on which the college itself is founded. When the university launched the Faculty of Computing and Information Science, now 24 years ago, barely older than many of you, Cornell took the revolutionary step at that time of envisioning multiple fields of the information age brought together under one banner: computer science, information science, and statistics and data science. Cornell understood that these fields, and in turn, each of you, would transform society and human life. In creating CIS, the university believed that technology would fundamentally shape our most basic institutions, including transportation, agriculture, medicine and healthcare, communications, finance, education, and many more. Today, 76% of all Cornell undergraduates take at least one course in CIS-related fields. And we strive to create an inclusive environment with a sense of belonging. We have 43% women and 16% underrepresented minorities in our college, much higher than our peers. The broad interest in our fields demonstrates what the university knew back in 1999. An interdisciplinary perspective of computing and information science is essential for a forward-looking society. And this vision, which is called the Cornell CIS model by our peers, has become a blueprint for other universities. To give you a little history of information science, at the time that CIS was founded, actually the information science department didn't exist. It was only the idea of it that existed. Cornell built out the information science program first in 2002, and then officially established the department in 2010. There were tens of student majors early on in the program, and now there are more than 600 majors in information science. Information science at Cornell is particularly unique among its peers in its vision that includes strong interdisciplinary ties with many other departments: communications, science and technology studies, economics, law, design, sociology, languages, and of course, computer science. It took many visionaries to understand the impact that our field would have, and one such individual is Cornell graduate Anne S. Bowers, a Silicon Valley pioneer. Anne understood the revolutionary power of this field, and she made a major commitment to our college, which we named after her in 2020, making this the first time a college at Cornell was named for a woman and the first time any computing college anywhere was named for a woman. We should be proud of that, yes. But you're not just standing in the shadow of great leaders at CIS. You're standing among them. Here you have the privilege of learning from pioneers, educators, and researchers who have dedicated themselves to transformation. And as graduates of such a trailblazing institution, you become de facto leaders yourselves. Trust me when I say there is a deep and unbroken connection between teachers and their students. One of the best parts of my job as dean is that I get to meet with alumni. And they always talk about the courses they took, the professors they had, who was tough but taught them so much, which class was eye-opening and changed their life. I hear these stories and I see the impact our college has on our students. So I want you to take a moment today to thank our faculty. They are deeply committed to your success. They dedicate their life to educating the next generation, and you will not soon forget them or what they've taught you. So let's give our faculty a round of applause. More than two decades since Cornell launched CIS, there remain both urgent challenges and amazing and exciting opportunities. You may feel the tension of these competing forces as you sit here today. Regardless of where your path takes you, industry, graduate studies, academia, or entrepreneurship, I encourage you to take a page from our college's history by taking risks and looking out for any opportunity to explore uncharted waters. In information science, you will have plenty of opportunities with uncharted waters, so do explore them. Because of the enormous impact of our work, it is also critical that you bring humility and thoughtfulness to everything you do, that you commit to thinking consciously about the consequences of your work. While it may sometimes feel as though you're plugging away at a small problem each day, solving that puzzle may enable, longer term, a fair internet, a healthier population, or a more sustainable planet. So allow yourself to find the adventure in this challenge. You are the generation that will give breath to and shape what happens next. So graduates, information science is a core discipline of the information age and an incredibly fast-growing field. That makes every one of you an agent of change. The impact you will have is truly staggering. So with that in mind, be bold and tackle hard problems. Think big, think creatively, and use your talent and knowledge responsibly to effect change. Congratulations, InfoSci 2023 graduates. I would now like to introduce David Williamson, professor and chair of the Department of Information Science.
Thank you, Dean Bala. I want to add my welcome to the 2023 recognition ceremony for Cornell's Department of Information Science. My name is David Williamson. I'm currently chair of the department. I want to recognize the faculty who are on stage with me today. They are, starting with Dean Bala, Sue Fussell, Jeff Rezatarski, Charlene Clear, Gilly Leshed, Steve Jackson, Maura Naman, Guy Hoffman, Larry Bloom, Kyle Harms, Aditya Vasisla, Allison Kaneki, Gilly Vidan, Ben Soltoff, Ian Lundberg, Paul Ginsberg, and John Kleinberg. I want to start out by offering my congratulations to the graduates. We realize your accomplishment in graduating was more than anyone could have anticipated when you started. While it already feels far away, the pandemic played a huge role in your education here. In March of 2020, there was a sudden transition to online coursework and unexpected travel home. In fall 2020, many of you returned to campus and started the semi-weekly ritual of nasal swabbing and took Zoom courses or sat in socially distanced lecture halls. Fall 2021 brought the sudden interruption to final exams. Only this past year did things seem to start to return to normal. We also realize that it's no small thing that we can gather here today to celebrate your accomplishments. We took these big celebrations for granted. Today we do not. Let's have a round of applause to congratulate our graduates. I also want to offer my thanks to the staff who have put in the work to make this celebration possible today. While there are too many people to name, I want to call out especially two people, Janine Orr, who's sneaking off that way, she's our event coordinator, and Ani Mersin-Kavage, our undergraduate advisor. That's right. Ani could not attend today. After many years of tireless service to our undergraduate, Ani is leaving her role. We were very grateful that she was willing to stay on one more year, even after she had moved away from the area. Thanks to Jadine and best wishes to Ani. Finally, if you're a graduate here today, it is due at least in part to someone in your life who made this moment possible for you. By their support, it's your family, your friends, some loved ones, who supported you and helped you to carry on during a rough spot. I want you to take a moment to thank and applaud those people in the audience who made this day possible for you. Information science has been undergoing remarkable growth since its inception about 20 years ago. Our first graduating class in 2005 had 5 undergraduates. 16 years ago, in 2007, I read all the names of our graduating undergraduates, and there were 16 total. Today, I will again read all the names of our graduating undergraduates, and there will be almost 10 times that number. While it's pretty to think that's because our faculty and staff are awesome, and they are, the truth is that it's a testimony to the growing importance of the computing and technology in our contemporary social lives, from our most intimate relationships to our most central institutions, which has become increasingly clear as the years have gone by, and we've started to see both the benefits and the fallout of the digital revolution. As you might imagine, I'm asked all the time, what is information science? We aren't an established field the way that, say, economics or sociology or even computer science are right now. My definition in a phrase is information science is where computing touches the human. That can be down at the level of an individual, when one person interacts with one device, or all the way up at the level of a society, where we can think about the economic and sociological and ecological impacts of our information technologies. As a few quick examples, some of our faculty study next generation user interfaces. How might you interact with a computer via a piece of fabric on your hand? What if a necklace you wore let you talk to Siri without needing to speak out loud? Other faculty think about online information and interaction. Can we detect in advance when an online conversation is about to go bad and alert a moderator to intervene? Why do we doom scroll, and what could platforms do to help us stop? Still other faculty think about questions like, what can we learn about the late 19th and early 20th century England by processing a very large number of novels written during that period? Who captures the economic benefits of online services such as restaurant reservations and grocery deliveries? What are the effects on the lives of workers, such as truck drivers, of the electronic attempts to monitor them? What are the worldwide ecological impacts of all the resources and energy needed to build and power our cell phones and data centers? These are the kinds of questions that we study in information science. To be able to consider such questions, you, our students, have learned a lot. You have learned about computing technologies and how they work. You have learned about the effects of networks and markets. You have learned about people, both at the individual and the collective level. You have learned about institutions, from business to government to law. The intersection of all these areas is where information science lives, and the world really needs you. We need people who can think about the effect of technologies before they get built, rather than after the fact. We need the people who think critically about technology to know how it actually works, so that the critique can have a real impact. All of this is to say, I think your choice to major in information science will serve you, and all of us, very well in the years to come. I hope you'll take what you've learned and do the work that the world so desperately needs you to do. And later, come back and tell us about it. We'll be here, excited to hear the stories and learn about the impact that you have had. And with that, I'd like to turn the ceremony over to Professor Jeff Rezatarski, who was selected by the graduating class as his graduation speaker. Professor Rezatarski.
Thank you all for the opportunity to speak to you today. I'm both honored and humbled to be chosen as your information science graduation speaker. I see many familiar faces out here in the audience. Each year I've had the pleasure of teaching Info 3300, a class on data visualization which many of you have completed. If you've taken my class from me, one of the things you learn is I like to wow audiences with really big numbers. It's one of the shticks I like to fall on. So everyone likes a big number. They give you a sense of scale, they give you a sense of magnitude, and they help underscore important points. So in the spirit of this, let's look at some big numbers for emphasis. And I'd like you to play along with me. So I'm going to say some numbers, and I want you to guess what these numbers correspond to. First off, 8. And yes, I know 8 is not a big number. We've got to start small and build the dramatic tension, so bear with me here. 8. Favorite number, good. I feel like I'm in class now all of a sudden. 8 is an easy one. It's the number of semesters our undergraduates spent learning at Cornell to earn their degree. So next, we're going to get bigger, I promise. 784. This is the number of days spent studying over 8 semesters of study. If you do the math, you're going to find out that it amounts to 18,816 hours spent working on your degree at Cornell. If you subtract a little bit and all the other activities you did at Cornell, you end up with about 10,000 hours spent studying and working hard in order to earn your diploma today. Let's just take a moment and let that sink in, 10,000 hours. Today we're celebrating your efforts to become an expert in information science, 10,000 hours of effort. Think of all the reading you did, the challenges you solved, the projects you made, the things you learned. Consider the struggles you had and the epiphanies that you came afterwards. You put in the work and you deserve to be here. You earned it. Congratulations, graduates. All right, so I have another activity for us. If we take 10,000 hours of effort, and we multiply it by the 216 total graduates in the class of 2023, how many hours do we get? You know, work with those zeros in your head a little bit. It's about 2 million hours of effort in this room collectively that all graduates have put into studying information science over the past 4 years. 2 million hours. Just in my own single class, this amounts to hundreds of incredible data visualization projects each year covering a ton of different data sets and topics. In our core classes, this means thousands of design reports addressing real-world problems, tens of thousands of readings, and hundreds of thousands of lines of code. For many students, this also means hours of helping friends, mentoring students as teaching assistants, doing research, and participating in clubs or project teams. We're gathered here today to honor and reflect on this amazing achievement by the class. I call out these numbers because it's often tempting for students to focus only on the final grades that show up on a transcript. While today we celebrate your graduation and earning your diploma, don't lose sight of all the sheer effort you had to put forth to get to this transition point. One of the greatest joys of my job is watching students grow and change during their time here. So now, think back for a second to what things were like and how you felt at the very start of your time at Cornell. Think back to that. For many of you, information science may not have even been the first thing in your mind when you entered Cornell. In my case, I didn't come into the field until graduate school. Likely a good number of you had never even heard of IS before you came to Cornell. Perhaps you took one of our 1,000 level classes and found out it was the field for you. And for parents, family, and friends here, you might still not exactly be sure what information science is, what your graduate's been doing. We're all gonna try to take a stab at this, and of course, that's because by now, if you haven't figured it out, you know, your student has spent 10,000 hours working on this, and it's a bit too awkward to ask. So I'm gonna take a stab at this too. Let me handle it. So if you want the textbook definition of information science, it's something roughly like information science examines information systems in their social, cultural, economic, historical, legal, and political contexts. What does this really mean? For me, information science is about finding and understanding connections between information and the different aspects of the world we live in. This means examining how technology, ways of communicating, legal structures, art, making, and social change all mesh together to form an interconnected, complex web that shapes society. In my work, I investigate how digital systems can help people to understand data. This means I look at how technology helps us connect better with data, and in turn, how connecting with data changes how we behave and how society functions. Data science is not just a thing you do, but a thing that changes us as well. Only by studying these connection points can we begin to understand how best to use data in the real world. But these connections involve humans, machines, data, and all sorts of other factors. This means that we need to integrate knowledge from all sorts of domains and combine them to figure out how to solve real-world problems. I bring this idea up because you're now at a turning point as you graduate from Cornell. Up to now, you've taken a variety of classes that focus on different elements of information science. When in the weeds, it's really easy to focus on these classes in isolation. You know, your goals to accomplish and final grades to earn and then done. But the classes you've taken also fit together and connect. The skills you learn from me in Info 3300 are not just relevant for the DataViz homeworks I assigned. They apply to all sorts of places and in all sorts of ways. The same is true for each of the topics you studied at Cornell. It's time for you to find these connections. There's no class on how to do this. I can't give you a specific app or a specific reading to make it happen. Instead, you need to take what you've learned and figure out how to apply it to different things you do. Identify where your knowledge transfers into new fields. See unexpected relationships between domains. Find these connection points in the next phase of your life. It's not going to be instant. Certainly isn't instant for me. It's a process I'm still doing. But I assure you, it's going to be worth it. These connections will help you solve problems in ways no one else can. Before I close, I want to return to the big numbers, 10,000 hours. Think back to these 10,000 hours you spent at Cornell. This time, remember you did not do it alone. Supporting staff, advisors, teaching assistants, faculty members, and mentors all helped you learn. Peers provided support, motivation, and inspiration. Family and friends kept you going when times got tough. While those thousands of hours of work are deservedly your own, think for a moment about the huge number of people who helped you get here. They spent their own hours too. Most importantly, let's thank parents, guardians, and friends who are here today supporting you. So 10,000 hours, that's just a rough estimate of the total hours you all spent in order to earn your diploma today. But that's the starting point. I cannot wait to see all the things that you achieve and all the connections you make as graduates. Congratulations, class of 2023. And it is now my pleasure to introduce Dr. Susan Fussell as the Director of Graduate Studies for Information Science.
Is this mic on? Yes? All right. So today we are recognizing 8 students receiving PhDs in information science. So the PhD is the highest honor bestowed by the university. It marks the end of a long and arduous adventure filled with tears and frustration of doing innovative research and the joy of discovery and insight. It represents the beginning of a life of learning. You are all now experts in your chosen field, and the department and field are extremely proud of you and wish you the best. For the families and loved ones who have stood by you and supported you over the years, we heartily thank you. To recognize our students today, we will be hooding them, an ancient tradition that signals their joining of the academy. And I will introduce each student and ask them to come up on the stage where their advisor or another designated person will have the honor of hooding them. Are we ready? We'll get them a little more ready here. All right. First, Maurice Yakesh. And the title of his dissertation, let me read the titles first, Assessing the Effects and Risks of Large Language Models in AI-Mediated Communication. And he is going to be hooded by Dr. Maura Nauman. Okay, next we have Matthew Vance Law, and the title of his dissertation is Human-Robot Collaborative Design, and he will be hooded by Dr. Guy Hoffman. Okay, next we have Jingjin Li, and the title of her dissertation is Understanding and Designing Technologies to Support Everyday Mindfulness Beyond Meditation for Mental Well-Being. And she will be hooded by Dr. Gilly Lachette. Okay, next we have Swati Mishra, and the title of her dissertation is Machine Learning Towards Human-Centered Design of AI Systems. And she'll be hooded by Dr. Jeff Rezatarski. And next we have Palashi Vagela, and the title of her dissertation is Hidden in Plain Sight, Understanding Caste and Gender in Computing. And she'll be hooded by Dr. Steve Jackson. Okay, and now we're doing a quick switch because the last three are my own students and I have to do the hooding.
Okay, the next graduate is Nigar Kojasta. Her thesis entitled International Students' Use of Technology for Maintaining Long-Distance Family Relationships, hooded by Professor Susan Fussell. The next PhD graduate is Sharifa Sultana, Computing for Recognition, Design and Development of Just Technologies with Marginalized Communities.
Okay.
And finally, Luping Wang, Understanding News Sharing Decisions on Social Media. With that, we turn the ceremony over to Dr. Gilly Leshed, who will be reading the names, or who will be introducing the Masters of Professional Study.
Congratulations to Information Science MPS Class of 2023. The Information Science MPS program is a one-year graduate degree that prepares students for the professional industry. Our graduates are going to be software developers, data scientists, product designers, product managers, user experience designers and researchers, and much more. But you will not only design and develop robust technological solutions. With your Information Science MPS degree, you know how to ask questions. You will also make sure that the solutions you design and develop solve the right social and human problems and make a meaningful, positive change in this world. So, keep asking the questions, keep discovering the problems, and keep offering solutions and answers. And while you're doing all of this, remember to stay in touch with us. Rebecca Salk, the Information Science MPS Professional Development Advisor, was in touch with you all year about your career development efforts. She will be reading your names and inviting you to come up to the stage. One graduating student is going to be surprised today with being announced as the recipient of the MPS Excellence Award. This student was nominated by a faculty member and has excelled not only academically, but also in other aspects of their MPS experience through research, teaching, assistantship, service, and more. I now invite the Information Science MPS graduates of 2023 to walk up to the stage. After you come through the stage and receive your certificate, please return to your seats. The photos will all be available for you for free after the ceremony.
Yejun Yu. Emily Sein. Jin Park. Nolan Harrington. Lucien Eckert. Sarah Shin. Jialin Shan. Candice Mahadio. Mayank Silesh Rao. And I am pleased to announce Mayank as the recipient of the MPS Excellence Award. So Mayank was nominated by Professor Christian Dinescu Nicolescu Mizil, and I'm just going to read the nomination because I think it's a really nice tribute. Mayank's work as a TA for Info 4300 was truly outstanding. He single-handedly built a server environment for hosting complex web apps that more than 200 students developed as projects. This completely changed the way students were able to engage with their final projects. Mayank was there every step of the way in a heroic effort to assist students with any skill level. Mayank showed an almost unique mix of exceptional dedication to the educational mission and incredible technical prowess. Congratulations, Mayank. Tanuj Chawla. Claire Ma. Ishan Call. Chanya Lin. Tian Chen Wang. Ai Hung Jin. Ishika Agarwal. Bing Yu Liu. Hai Yuei Jia. Jason Jia. Ingrid Zhu. Kehui Guo. Yingxi Zhu. Amanda Ni. Lingjia Li. Moyan Shu. Yun Zhou. Chuan Ray Leo. Yanni Zhang. Qian Yu Zhou. Jia Xin Li. Iris Wang. Xupeng Huang. Shengjian Wu. George Gu. Chongbin Zhang. Ziyao Ai. Yuan Chen Tao. Rui Yang. Xu Ming Xu. Hung Hung Sung. Ling Xi Yu. Xiaohan Wang. Zihan Lu. Cecilia Chen. Scarlett Wong. Ziyi Chung. Terry Tianyu Zhang. Haley Lin. Kuxin Zhang. And finally, Nandam Shyam Agarwal. Woo!
Professor David Williamson, Chair for the Undergraduate Recognition.
The Department of Information Science spans three different colleges at Cornell: the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the College of Arts and Sciences, and the College of Engineering. The students from the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences will be receiving a Bachelor of Science degree in Information Science. The students from the College of Arts and Sciences will be receiving a Bachelor of Arts degree in Information Science. And the students of the College of Engineering will be receiving a Bachelor of Science degree in Information Science Systems and Technology. As a reminder to our guests, please stay in your seat during this part of the ceremony. Our professional photographers will be taking photos both on stage and immediately off of it, which will be shared with the students for free. And the parents say, finally, something that didn't cost anything. Students, you will be led by the staff by row to the ramp on your right and my left. Professor Larry Bloom, our Director of Undergraduate Studies, will be here to shake your hand as you cross the stage, and our photographer will take a picture of you. Once you are done crossing the stage, you'll have another photo taken at the backdrop on your left and my right. Then please return to your seat. We'll have a group photo that was taken at the end of the ceremony. Without further ado, let me begin reading the names of our graduates. Casey Setlari. Henry Lee. Kwabena Chiremi Tuya. Natasha Chloe Asa. Gabriella Smith. Sabrina Melian Martin. Amanda Clafter. Christopher Sun. Nathan Blumenfeld. Alexandra Poltorak. Asher Lipman. Kime More. (Laughs) Jaehoon Kim. Dinkesa Desta. Connor William Pugh. Kiyu Hu. Zara Kendall Carson. Betsabi Bahana. John Lowe. Emily Ann Romero. Laura Fonseca Paus. Mohammed Noah Kanan. Kevin Alexander Cliff. Emily Ophelia Esponda. Ehi Theodora Esamuse. Christian Kyle Pico. Hitash Mantrabudi. Kendall Ann Hoffman. Hajar Sabir. Roman Lahaye. Jeffrey Brand. Elizabeth May Ominski. Amanda Mihovilovich. Winfield Mack. Chen Chen Liu. Catherine Yao. Lorena Fu. Jolly Chen. Amanda Lauren Kaplowitz. Jiawei Hu. Rejoice Hu. Becky Han. Elizabeth Espinoza. Yingyin Chen. Caitlin Johnson. Kayla Jordan Liu. Alex Wesley. Andres Kuberu. Robert Charles Darren. Miles Pember. Pat Patrick Benson Riley, Jr. Cameron Richard Wright. Evan James Park. Averill Braden Espy Henriquez. Josette Vigneault. Jamie Rachel Schreiber. Chloe Marie Reynolds. Abigail Lehman. Estelle Hooper. Gabriella Ga Yun Chu. Eva Roos. Jersey Elizabeth Lehman. Mahak Bindle. Kelly Feng Ya La. Ada Liu. Sally Han. Jade Meyer. Anna Cecilia Draper. Aaliyah McFarlane Sweeney. Tanvi Athavali. Jordan Nachtron Vu. Marcos Esashaga. Anderson Rogers. Sarah Catherine Vella. Kush Jane. Carly Roach. Hal Reed. Mark Leo. Jason Lee. Ime Monica Chen. White Seat Joe. Waylon Pan. Sarah Hugh. Ritong Liu. Patricio Fraga Ericart. Leah Alexandra G. Vieira. Fatima Yun. Alexandra Tan. Anna X. Nguyen. Hui Le. Connie Liu. Chris Wong. Corey Neal. Liam Fitzpaterta. Feng Hong Yin. Shawnee Lee. Blythe Mairead Gould-Nanin. Rini Leah Chandra. Amanda Ha. Alyssa Zhang. Amber Jung. Ian Lee. Preeti Upaluri. Yvette Hung. Emma Catherine Chase. Austin Brown. Yucheng Shen. Alexandra Jin. Jinke Andrea Demacua. Cesar Cisneros. Amanda Q. Hanan Abraha. Albina Chowdhury. Rama Tasneem. Yura Alana Kim. Sungwoo Min. Daniel Rusk. Eric David Williams. Isabel Katharina Breedwell. Catalina Anna Alonso. Alexandra Miranda. Julia Bernstein. Julie Lee. Christine Chow. Itamar Shear Mandelsees. Mark Botros. Nurejahan Omar. Victoria Ishan. Cindy Candice Bednar. Ji-Yoon Kim. Yubin Ha. Jack Thomas Valiquette. Trevor Gregory Lake. Connor Mervin. Chauncey Floyd Smith. Logan Christopher Colon. Rokiatu Sira Sissoko. Antonio Sebastian Dominguez. Joseph Kelly. Nick Nijadnik. Emily Baxt. Ava Bauermeister. Manon Estelle Astier. Eleni Sophia Genuas. Patrick Keeley. Hannah Tarmi. Annika Bissinger. Evan Wogley. Timur Boletsky. Medya Bulamula. Hannah Rudd. David Yang. Philip Erickson. Kevin Jin Young Park. Evelyn O. Miles Rosenthal. Joo Hyung Kim. Jushin Kalra. Jake Chi. Rena Yi. Megan Elizabeth Chang. Samantha Sunzi Yap. Yingyun Zhang. Ria Sinha. Sophie Jin. Celine Chu. Julia Trahan. Katrina Peterson. Peirang Shi. Kaiyuan Shang. And last, but not at all least, Haoyuan Ma. In closing, a few reminders. Tomorrow is the official university graduation ceremony in Sholkhov Stadium. Students who wish to participate in the CIS ceremony should meet with us in the Art Squad between 12:30 and 1:30 p.m. Friends and family should already be seated in the stadium at that time. We look forward to seeing you there. As for now, family and friends, stay in your seats until the students have recessed over to the bleachers. You are then welcome to join us for a reception on the other side of the red curtain to your right, and you may meet your graduate there. Students, you will be directed to recess row by row to the bleachers for a group photo. Let's give one more round of applause for our graduates.